good as gold, but good as Bitcoin?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. Amid the banking crisis in Cyprus, an online-only currency called Bitcoin is getting new attention. Some argue it could be used as a safe haven for people worried about getting their deposits taxed in Cypriot banks. Evidence that people are turning to Bitcoins during the Cyprus mess is actually quite slim, although one company announced last week it wanted to create the first Bitcoin ATM and to do it in Cyprus. Bitcoins haven't attracted much attention from regulators around the world until now. U.S. authorities have come out with some new guidelines, and that has rankled some Bitcoin advocates. Adrian Jeffries is a reporter for The Verge, who's been covering Bitcoin.
It's a virtual currency. It's about 3 years old. People just started to kind of learn about it in the mainstream about a year and a half ago. It was very well designed. The technology makes it so that you don't need a central authority to check where transactions are going. It's all baked in.
If I give $200 to buy the equivalent in Bitcoin, it's an interesting question. What happens to the $200? They sort of keep it in a bank, or it's...
It depends on how you buy it. So there are a couple ways to get Bitcoins right now. You can buy them directly from somebody who already owns them. You can use an exchange, which matches buy and sell orders and is what determines the market price in other currencies. Probably the most popular way to get Bitcoin is through an exchange called Mt. Gox, which does 76% of the trading volume.
What can you buy with a Bitcoin?
There's actually a lot you can buy. There's a lot of software. You can buy pizza. Also, you can buy things on like the black markets on the internet, sites like Silk Road, where they sell drugs and hacking services. Those sites tend to use Bitcoin.
Because the thing about Bitcoin is it's not traceable in quite the same way that U.S. dollars or a euro might be.
It is more difficult to trace Bitcoin. You have to have a lot of computing power and you have to know what you're doing.
So set up as a self-regulating system, but enter the U.S. Treasury Department. The other day, the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, you reported, issued some what? Guidelines?
FinCEN issued some guidance. So it's like an interpretation of what they believe, how they believe existing laws apply to Bitcoin. And this was really interesting because so far the U.S. government has remained silent on Bitcoin.
You could speculate with it, like it's gold or something, if somebody wanted to.
That's right. The price is so volatile that there's a lot of opportunities to make money.
Opportunities to lose money too, I assume.
Absolutely, opportunities to lose lots of money. I actually bought some Bitcoins as part of a story, and I bought 6 Bitcoins and lost 3 of them in a hacker attack. But since then, they've actually exceeded the original price that I paid for them just because the currency has grown so fast.
Adrian, somebody stole some of your Bitcoins?
They did.
That's a problem, isn't it?
That is one of the problems with the currency is there's a lot of tech-savvy people who are involved in the community, and some of them don't always have the best intentions. So there have been, probably a dozen high-profile attacks where a lot of Bitcoin users lost their savings.
Adrian Jeffries, reporter at The Verge, thank you very much.
Thank you.